Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
The McNeil and Parkin Show.
This is real radio.
On 670 The Score.
As real as we can make it, Mac and Parkin's on The Score.
We'll get to some of the texts in a few seconds. I've just begun to go through them. Was with Tanny for a second in the metal shop. Poor Connor McKnight. Man, I'm telling you. Harbinger of things to come next month. He got a look at me without a shirt on minutes ago.
Oh, nice. Yeah.
I said, I tried to get that sweatshirt off as quickly as possible and put this Score t-shirt on.
You look good.
He came out in the hallway and I had no shirt. And I said, sorry, man, but get used to it.
Yeah, it's going to be exciting. It'll be fine.
Not a good look these days.
We're going to get all up close and personal. Don't. Gotten
past caring for the most part.
Yeah, you shouldn't be bashful. I have nipples, Greg.
Yeah, Bernstein didn't bat an eye. We've seen each other shirtless. I've seen him pantsless. Platteville, Wisconsin, Bears training camp.
Was it memorable?
It was. It was very funny, actually. Bernsey and Joe Stevenson from one of the peripheral papers. I think Northwest Suburban Herald or something. I always forget the name of the publication Joe wrote for. But we came home from a night of drinking, and they were right outside one of their dorm rooms in Porter Hall, and they were going through techniques they saw early. I don't know if Bernsey was watching Tony Wise work with Evan Pilgrim on the slide technique.
As one is wont to do.
Yeah, and so Bernsey's wearing nothing but boxer shorts and socks, and he's doing all these mechanics like he's an offensive or defensive lineman. I said, this is what guys do at camp.
Sure.
We'll do something similar in Arizona. It'll get weirder than that.
I've got an issue with Uranus.
Yes, there it is. I'm sorry, I stepped on that.
We've got an issue with Uranus.
There it is. The negative of not being able to see the sound, man.
It's honest.
The studio will be ready in 4 months.
Or somewhere in and around there.
Yeah, in and around there.
Yeah. You were mentioning the driving in and around the city today. Be careful out there on the ice, but I am happy to report that the northbound Lakeshore Drive lanes have reopened after the closure of a massive crack in the infrastructure was found as caused by the weather.
That's problematic.
Yeah, it is. And then, but this morning, the news said that it wasn't going to reopen until maybe late today or tomorrow, and now it's open. Now, this is one of those things where, like, you can be first.
Take advantage of it. Right.
Yeah, I'm not going to be the first one to go across the cracked bridge.
Danny Urchak providing you with your afternoon travel tips.
Yeah. So, just saying.
Oh, geez, personified.
Maybe come on Inner Lakeshore. Make it to 9094. Steer clear for a few more hours. Let someone else test it out. I'd hate for a McNeil and Parkins show listener to go in the gutter.
This song makes me so happy and so sad at the same time.
Sure, conflicting emotions.
Oh, goodness.
Lakeshore Drive and Road is calling. It'll take you up
a half hour two coming up.
Up to riches, 15 minutes.
Oh, there it is. I was waiting.
Thank you.
There she goes.
You know, Sinatra's State Street, that great street, that was a song.
Yeah, my kind of town.
That was a song.
Yeah, of course.
He saw a man who danced with his wife, for God's sake.
That's right.
That wasn't dancing.
That's our cheese, though, right?
Yeah.
I guess I should accept the things I cannot change.
I know people like to, you know, hate on Sweet Home Chicago. I like it.
That's okay.
I like that song.
Yeah, it's a party song.
Yeah, we played it at the end of the wedding.
Slipping on by on LSD. Oh, glory. First song The Drive ever played in the station's glorious history.
Really?
Yes.
It's a fun fact.
Yep. Yep.
Do you have, I mean, I know you now, you got the big F-150. You probably haven't not had four-wheel drive in 30 years, but do you have
not
any?
On a vehicle. Well, oh, just the sports car I owned when I should have died in 09 or 10 when I had a Lexus, the 250 model with 340 horses. Okay, let's use them all.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm a four-wheel drive man, sure.
Well, I was just going to say, any advice, a man who does 30,000 road miles a year and driving in ice?
It's don't text. That's whether there's ice or not, the texting thing, we're all going to die. And no one's going to take it seriously until lawmakers are affected by it on a very personal level, probably for some time. That aside, don't assume your four-wheel drive is a solution to all of your ice problems. It's not. It's an assist to it. You can still slip if you're just new to a four-wheel drive vehicle. You can't go, buzzing around here because you will fishtail also.
Right.
At the end of the day, you're all going to die.
Thank you very much, Andrew. I will love that, man. The former Bengal, the veteran grizzled tackle from the losers. Score a touchdown next Super Bowl.
That'd be good. I thought we liked defense.
I'm sorry. That's what I'm saying. I do like defense, but America hated it because they didn't score touchdowns. I wanted America to enjoy my joy.
I'm just trying to keep up.
So where were we?
Drive slow.
Drive slower, yes.
Drive slow. That's the thing. We're not in a rush, especially
you'll get there
when it's bad, right? Like the difference, 50 miles an hour, 60 miles an hour, it's immaterial in your 45-minute commute. In the grand scheme of your life.
Yeah.
Get there safe.
Yeah. Except it's going to be a long-ass drive. I've got a long-ass drive to Glenview tonight and then back to Indiana. But if it's awful out, I'll just get a room up there.
You think so?
Yeah. Sleep with some of the musky fishermen who don't want to fight back.
They're cuddlers.
Talk about shirtless behavior.
So tell everyone, what are you doing tonight?
Tonight I am the warm-up act for the great Greg Thomas, who is going to speak to early season musky hunting tactics. He's one of the best in the business. It's happening at the North Branch Pizza Sandwich Company, I believe is the name of it. It's in Glenview, and it's
on. Did line up to hear this one?
It's on Westlake.
Greg Thomas, good old number.
Greg Thomas, good old number. Triple D. Yes, he throws the triple D and texters. I throw it too. That's what I got my biggest girl on, a 52.5 incher that had a girth of 28 on 6/30/16. But I digress. I'm just going to talk about keeping your constitution because it's a stupid-ass hobby. You spend all kinds of ridiculous money, and you rarely see fish. And when you do see them, the fight is over pretty quickly. It's not a long battle typically because of the type of heavy-duty gear you use, and often they strike right at the boat. So it's over fast, and you don't harvest the flesh. It's your only reward is a picture and a few seconds with the fish. And it costs thousands and thousands of dollars. And you rarely see fish. So my message tonight is on keeping yourself sane when you're asking yourself, why do I continue to do this? How do I muscle through my 400th consecutive cast without raising a fish? I got some tricks. Number one, buy more weed. Number two, sing songs about not catching fish. Another Saturday night and I ain't got no muskies. Things like that.
That's great.
Yeah.
When you were saying in transition, this is a dumb question from a non-fisherman. But when you were saying sometimes you throw, the bait, you cast, and then you come out, you pull up a pike or something, and it's not a muskie. How do they know? Like, you say you're only fishing for muskie, but are you going to lake where there's only muskie?
No. So, no. Muskie need food too. They eat all the little pikers.
Well, so that's what I'm confused about. Like I would imagine you catch non-muskie all the time. No.
Yes, you do. I caught the biggest walleye I ever caught, 31 inches, and
you just
probably
get really disappointed.
15 pounds. Yeah, you wouldn't be interested enough to watch the entire 2-minute video, but my buddy 3-Putt Gene boated a large northern pike a few years ago when we were up in his East Branch. I stopped recording the retrieve as soon as Brad, our guide, scoops it up in the net and he says northern. Immediately, I go, you hear me go, and I stop recording. Gene is ecstatic. He's got a near 40-inch pike, and it's a northern. That's not what we were looking for. Man. Go back and tell your cousin to come over here and take a bite.
And I'm considered the elitist. You're only fishing, you're in a huge lake. You got all this fancy equipment. You get your 40-inch fish, but it's not the right 40-inch fish.
Best bass I caught 3 or 4 years ago on an Indiana lake. I was thoroughly disgusted by its presence. My son says, why are you not bringing that in with it? I said, it's a 9-foot rod with 80-pound test. Why would I be excited about bringing in an 18-inch bass on that? I'm sorry he hit it. Damn nuisance fish.
Okay.
Get back in the water and go serve your purpose and be food for a muskellunge.
Ask a question, boys. Get an answer. This hour on The Score brought to you by Menards. Save big money at Menards. Will this speech be recorded tonight?
No, they typically don't record.
It's tremendous audio content.
Good, though, because the shirt's not going to be on camera. I'm glad. Thanks for having my back, Shane Reardon, of the management team, for requesting I take that sweatshirt off. Somebody would have interpreted it wrong, and I would have had hell to pay.
Or maybe not all the way hell, but purgatory to pay, something.
Yeah, it's not worth it.
Definitely not.
And I look good in a Score 820 T-shirt, don't I? I was here when we laid the first bricks, and those were our colors.
It's a good-looking shirt as a Score original.
Yeah.
It's McNeil and Parkins on The Score.
I want to hear more sports stuff, like what the Cubs are going to do in spring training, what Loyola did over the weekend.
Loyola!
Good old Loyola. You should check out the podcast page at 670thescore.com. Porter Mosier was on today.
Morning show serves up sports from 5 to 9 every day.
Yes, they do.
I want to hear more sports.
Like, what are the Cubs going to do?
Sports.
Gotta love sports.
And one of the sports stories we're going to talk about some more today is a sports story, non-sports story, and that is the dilemma of Kareem Hunt. And it creates a very polarizing, obviously, lots of people upset with. Look, I don't make the rules in the NFL. If the NFL says he can play, he's going to help somebody if he stays eligible.
Right.
Why not your team, which needs help? Because of morality? Okay, I understand.
I mean,
But recognize you are forfeiting a great opportunity to cheaply better your football team.
And asking your general manager to operate through the prism of morality, of which is not a constraint to your competitors, then puts your team at a disadvantage. I consider myself a bleeding heart, but I try to be a realist. And while I think it sends a horrible message of a lack of accountability that Kareem Hunt is signed before the investigation is already done, the NFL has shown to lack morality in many, many ways.
Right.
And I also, Mac, I saw a lot of people, both fans and media yesterday, making the point that Colin Kaepernick would have been better off punching a woman rather than peacefully protesting police brutality during the national anthem. And they're right. If it was just for employment in the NFL, they are obviously right.
And the ceiling is 6 games on that.
And that is abhorrent. No one should be okay with that cognitive inconsistency. Unfortunately, that's what exists. And that's why Colin Kaepernick is suing the NFL right now. And he might win. And that's why I think the Kaepernick story is one of the craziest, biggest sports stories of my lifetime, because even if you're tired of the issue, which it's a tremendous privilege to be tired of that issue, it's always been a meritocracy. Yeah. Sports has always been a meritocracy. And that is why Kareem Hunt is signed before the investigation and Ray Rice never played again, because Ray Rice was deemed to be too big of, or his headaches, his distractions were outweighed by, he wasn't good enough anymore. And I think it's abhorrent that we should say Colin Kaepernick's distractions and then compare them to something like Kareem Hunt. Colin Kaepernick never broke the law. He never did anything wrong. History's going to judge him correctly, by the way. He's going to age very well throughout history, and maybe this time of moral lapse by the NFL won't. We'll see. But the reality, the facts on the ground is right now NFL teams have decided that Colin Kaepernick hurts their bottom line, so he's not signed. And they've also decided that people who hit women don't hurt their bottom line, so they are signed, period.
That sucks,
but it's the truth.
My old man and I, sorry, Tanny, he's 84 now, but last summer he was 83.
83.
Stretch.
We don't talk sports too often. We talked about Colin Kaepernick last weekend.
How'd
and that go? I think he's opening his mind and his heart to changing his opinion. I said, I probably won't, and I don't even want to try to, but his comment was he shouldn't have chosen that forum as a lot of, and I said, well, where is the best? That is his forum. That was his platform. That's what he does. He is a football player. Well, what about the men of the armed services who died for this guy? Yes, died doing what? Protecting the Constitution of the United States, which affords an individual an opportunity to peacefully protest. Split two verbs there.
It's okay.
It's, listen, and I get that bringing up that story just has the whole argument be litigated all over again, but I get why when you say, you know, morality, yeah, morality. That's the issue why people have problems with it. It makes them queasy, and then you see the inconsistencies within the NFL, and you're like, oh my God, it is true. That if Colin Kaepernick would have done what Kareem Hunt did, he'd still be in the NFL. But because he didn't, the NFL has judged that what Kaepernick has done is worse for its bottom line than Kareem Hunt. No one supports that, but that is the reality of it. And so if your team needs a running back and that guy's going to be eligible, I'd sign him too. I would.
Let's continue this in a little bit. We also got Bulls and Bucks from, or mostly Bucks from last. There were some Bulls involved, little bitty Bulls trying to guard a man last night. We'll get into that.
We'll
maybe we can follow up. Do we have time to get a birthday salute in here before we take a timeout? Can we do it right now?
Yeah, if you want to do it now.
Yeah, let's punch it out now. It's a, it would have been the 80th birthday of Doors co-founder, arranger, producer, organist, straw that stirred the drink, Ray Manzarek, a Chicago guy who went to St. Rita High School in DePaul. He died a few years ago. He was a tremendous musician. I would place Manzarek on my Mount Rushmore of Chicago's contributions to the classic rock genre. And on what would have been his 80th birthday, I think we got to do his masterpiece. From their first album, it was track number 6. This is the song that called me to rock and roll when I was about 8 years old. It was like the spirits jumped inside me and said, tons of fun, you're coming with me. Come along, chubby. We didn't need Jim Morrison for this. We just need to listen to a little Ray with his hypnotic, trance-inducing keyboard solo from their biggest hit in 1967. We'll come back with some more sports for Jerry in Milwaukee and those who favor the games people play on Sports Radio 670, The Score with McNeil and Parkins.
Talk about other topics, limited to 5 minutes.
And it's only 2.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.